on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Welcome, everybody. While I was getting ready for the show tonight, I had the Grammys on. I was just doing the anthropological thing. And there was a lot there to digest. You know, these music celebrities are the lowest of the low. Scum of the earth. Filth of all filth. And they're all just zombie-controlled, pathetic communist. While they're rich, but they're communist indoctrinated and they don't even know it. I personally,
I don't want to be an evil one, but I could personally not lose sleep seeing them pay for their treasonous activities and so forth. And so I've got a lot of notes and I've got a lot of clips, and I started screwing around probably 6 hours ago, I guess, trying to get this show together. And I'll try to maybe open the phones if I can. We did a big call in show last week, and I appreciate everybody helping me out, because I was still sick and under the weather and probably a victim of, you know, this season. All the YouTubers and a lot of the researchers, and I played some of the stuff last week, but it went even further this week up on Drudge, you know, all these schools being closed. And, I don't like being a lab rat, and I know you don't either. We've got to be able to know that we're in this predicament at that same time, you know, like the serenity prayer for all the 12 steppers. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You know, I've had that thing memorized forever, and I think it was accurate what I just went through. But, look, there's an onslaught. And a lot of people are right. This is the beginning of this Deagle.com, you know, depopulation. It's actually, you know, here and now. And I can feel that. But at the same time, I've got faith in, you know, I got faith in the creator of this whole thing. That look, Fukushima happened. It's coming up on 7 years. Okay, like Dana Dernford and Rents and Yoichi Shimatsu, and I've been listening to these guys, you know, since the whole Fukushima thing happened. And, you know, they predicted, you know, they gave it like a 5-year window. We're at a 7-year window now. And people, I know I was talking to a guy at a bar. I was out with one of my best friends, and I got so much to get into, but we were hanging out and having a couple beers, and I was the best man at my buddy's wedding, and he's going through a divorce and so forth and so on. And, you know, we're hanging out, and I met another guy who I know just through whatever, and he's talking about how he's probably got kidney cancer and so forth and so on. So I know that this is happening, but at the same time, I think the human species, us, God gives us gifts from time to time, and he gives us gifts of resilience and the ability to withstand some of these onslaughts in more on a spiritual level, on a miraculous level, to where he's like, look, these, and I was about to cuss, these jerks are going to throw this kitchen sink at trying to depopulate us and so forth. But it's almost like God's given us gifts along the way that says, you know what? I don't care what these devils do. Everybody's going to die when I say so and not when they say so. And so, you know, this is a supernatural existence we live in. It's not natural. And so, you know, I've been going through some peaks and valleys, folks, that, and I know you guys can feel it. Some of the guys and gals that listen to the show all the time, you know that I go through these peaks and valleys, and I know many of you are as well. But I'm not going to lose faith in the fact that, you know, we're all here and we're all here now for a reason. And the clashes going on, but on the surface and under the surface, and then five and six layers down, where a lot of us like to really see this thing happening. You know, there's glorious battles being fought right now, and I get put down, and I feel like, my gosh, I'm a helpless little, you know, pathetic individual in this whole thing, and I'm just a pawn in the big chess match. But at the same time, like some of the callers said last week, we're more powerful than we know. And so, you know, this is why I do this. I've never made a red penny doing this, a Federal Reserve penny doing this show. But at the same time, something keeps me doing it and over preparing every week. Like last week, I had so much prepared, but at the same time, spiritually, I wasn't ready to go through it all. So I opened the phones, and then everybody just called in, and I got an SPLC troll to even join in, and that just shows you that the power of RBN. This network, and it's so eclectic and weird, and there's all kinds of individuals across the spectrum that are, you know, it's like a Brady Bunch type of family, this network. And what's cool about it is there's no dictator at the top. Just, you know, like John, he's hands off with it as far as look, he expanded my show for 1 hour, then he gave me 2 hours, then he gave me 3 hours. I'm just some guy. I don't even have a website. I don't beg for money. But, you know, a lot of people like the show, and it's just fascinating how John is that type of an owner of a network. And look, you got Rents and you got Alex Jones, these big guys. And look, Rents to me he's irreplaceable. Whether you like Jeff personally or not, it doesn't matter. The tireless way this guy coordinates shows and has guests, three different ones, 3 hours a night usually, and then the website. I think Rents is the top of the food chain. Now, us over here at RBN, the stuff I'm going to play in a little bit, you understand why we are what we are. We're off on into the Tom Lacovara, 14th Amendment, the UCC, the fake system running side by side with the Republic. And so a lot of our people are into that kind of eclectic world where you're not going to hear a lot of that. And then you got Alex Jones, who, like him or hate him, the guy, and we all know that, look, when it comes to where the real power flows, he stops, you know, a few steps before where we all know it goes. And from time to time he touches on it, but he doesn't like to go to the third rail. He's a multi-million dollar operation, you know, tons of employees and so forth and so on. But you still got to see where they're at with Dr. Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone and all the people that have kind of joined the organization. These people are affecting change. And whether we like them personally or not, they are still big cogs in the machine of trying to bring America back from the brink of full-blown Soviet communism. And this is why Trump, and I watched his entire speech at Davos today, and look, Trump is a miraculous individual, and I've got some things. And I'm going to play some Johnny Gat videos from YouTube where it's not flattering to Trump. But Trump is still, I think, an Americanist. He's trying to bring us back from the brink of full-blown communism. Now, where I wanted to go with this, and it already took me 10 minutes, but I've got George Meany, M-E-A-N-Y, okay? American labor union leader for 57 years, key figure in the creation of the AFL-CIO, and served as the AFL-CIO's first president from 1955 to 1979. Meany, the son of a union plumber, became a plumber at a young age as well. He became a full-time union official 12 years later. As an officer of the AFL, American Federation of Labor, he represented the AFL on the National War Labor Board during World War II. He served as president of the AFL from 52 to 55. He proposed its merger with the CIO, Congress of Industrial Organizations, in 1952 and led the negotiations until the merger was completed in 55. He then served as president of the merged AFL-CIO for the next 24 years. He had a reputation for integrity and consistent opposition to corruption in the labor movement and strong anti-communism. He was best known union leader in the United States in the mid-20th century. See, this is the type of thing that I was never taught in school. This is the thing that many of the people my age and so forth, and look, he was raised in a Roman Catholic family in Harlem, New York City. Okay. He was born in 1894, second of 10 kids. So this is a big, Roman Catholic family, Harlem, Irish, you know what I'm saying? This is the grits of Americana on that side. Okay, now listen, Cleon Skousen, W. Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communist, okay? It's got, and I might have covered this in the last couple weeks, it's hard to remember. George Meany, president AFL-CIO, right in the first pages of the book. The conflict between communism and freedom is the problem of our time. It overshadows all other problems. This conflict mirrors our age, its toils, its tensions, its troubles, and its tasks. On the outcome of this conflict depends the future of all mankind. And that was the leader of the AFL-CIO, which has now been penetrated by tons and tons of communists. And so if many of you followed me when I first came on the air, I said what we have to have are labor leaders that come out. And I'm a member of the AFL-CIO right now to this day. I pay dues, okay? What we need is people that come out from the labor side of the house that are staunch anti-communists, that are staunch pro-free enterprise Americans that say, look, I know the Federal Reserve is fake. I know we're under a fiat currency. I know we're under a false 14th Amendment corporate jurisdiction, UCC, the whole nine yards. I know this. But we have to have practical steps to get back to the purity of the vision of basically a republic, okay? And I know people that want to trash George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and the rest of them, and say that they were all plotters and schemers and they really never had an altruistic vision for the country. They were just duping us all and so forth. But at least we can fight it out about the original vision and where we want to go forward, okay? So sound money, free enterprise, anti-communism, okay? This is where my vision is. And you know what? You could have a different vision. It doesn't matter. The thing is once we push this thing back, if we can, to a relatively, I want to say, individualistic system where, people aren't going to be left out in the cold necessarily if they have some catastrophic event. But at the same time, where charities and so forth and so on can do their part, where government doesn't become this vehicle as the caregiver for the country, because then you lose all liberties and so forth and so on. And so there's alarming things about, you know, the police state to keep marching forward, that a lot of people in the alternative media are throwing Trump under the bus. And there's this stuff like, you know, you'll hear Rents and others saying, oh, my God, Trump's just opened the borders and blah, 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 blah. I think some of this we tend to grab on to because I think there are really sick individuals here that are putting out purposeful disinformation to make alternative media people basically dump Trump right now. Trump doesn't want to destroy the American system, the American culture and our economy and so forth. I think this is why you're seeing basically the kitchen sink thrown at the guy. It remains to be seen. Okay, there's all this weird movement in the cryptocurrency world, and there's just so much right now. But you know, Karl Marx, the vision of Bernie Sanders, and these type of people, and the people running California. Look, if you're a European, if you're of European extraction, these are the main thrusters that want to basically genocide you. There are people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and Mitt Romney and the Bush family and so forth over on the other side of the aisle over here that are basically just as suicidal and self-genocidal as the worst enemies in the Democratic Party. And so we might as well go to clip one, Ken, and this ties right in. CNN, the positivity of cuckolding. Let's run clip one.
Cuckolding can be positive for some couples, study says. Wow, CNN really, really breaking bars here. They are talking to their cuckold, brainwashed crowds. Cuckolding can be positive for some couples. Wow. And they show a man and his girlfriend holding another man's hand. They are trying to break up your relationship, break up the family. I'm going to read this because I want to expose this filth. Look at this.
Pause it there, Ken, and we will continue. Cuckolding has become fetishized. We're in full blown insanity. See you guys on the other side.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Public Broadcasting Network. Ken, let's talk about a minute of the clip that we were just playing. Cuckolding is positive. Go ahead.
Positive for some couples, study says. Wow, CNN really, really breaking bars here. They are talking to their cuckold, brainwashed crowds. Cuckolding can be positive for some couples. Wow. And they show a man and his girlfriend holding another man's hand. They are trying to break up your relationship, break up the family. I'm going to read this because I want to expose this filth. Look at this. Cuckolding has become fetishized into a powerful sexual fantasy for some. Sometimes just sharing a sexy thought can be arousing enough. You don't have to follow through. CNN. In our current political climate, the term cuck, short for cuckservative, has become an insult to the so-called alt-right, aimed at men they view as spineless and emasculated. The slur has its roots in the concept of cuckolding, or having an adulterous partner. But according to a recent study...
You can stop it there. So this is how far CNN, this communist news network, is attempting to push the boundaries. Now, I watched the beginning of the Grammys, and I basically watched almost the whole thing. So, Kendrick Lamar is this little black guy rapper. He wins all kinds of awards and so forth. Well, the beginning of the Grammys, all of his dancers, every one of them was a black guy, dressed up basically almost a composite between Antifa and a Muslim, you know, our preconceived notion of a Muslim terrorist, kind of like with the head kind of a stocking cap where the nose and the eyes are open and the mouth and everything's covered, kind of like that militant, you know, almost an ISIS look, like a vest with ammo slash could be explosives, camo. But it had an Antifa feel to me as well. And so this is the first thing when the Grammys opened, is this guy, this Kendrick Lamar character, and the beats and everything was really just retarded. For a retarded Arrested Development type of people, they gobble this stuff up. Now, the whole Grammys thing, and I saw these little notes and stories about how basically there was no rock and roll at all. It was either country or basically rap, okay, or R&B. So like you're black and then you're country, and there was no real rock acts, okay? So this really feeds into the narrative of the Civil War that the elites are creating here for us. And then it really, it's like on steroids with Jay-Z versus Trump now. So Jay-Z, the Def Jam guy that hangs out with Rick Rubin, okay? Rick Rubin, Jewish kind of Buddhist, occultist. He's the guy behind the Beastie Boys originally and did some work with Slayer. But I'm going to pick this up on the other side, this kind of concocted race war programming here that I seen with the Grammys tonight. And so just to accentuate and further the narrative of the civil / race war that's coming our way. So see you guys on the other side. Keep listening. Feeling fine. Look who's
inside. Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tell me who's that writing?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that writing?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that writing?
John the Revelator.
Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that writing?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that writing?
John the Revelator.
We are back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And of course, that was the old song, John the Revelator. You know, Jeff called in and talked to Ken, and he wanted me to read this. And this is from Judge Anna Von Wright's urgent public message for President Trump from Judge Anna. Everyone pay attention. Last year, on January 20, 2017, President Trump took his oath of office. An office in the territorial government is a public trust. Trusts do not become law for a year and a day. His office, his trust, would have become law on January 21st of this year. But that didn't happen because Chuck Schumer contrived to shut down the government for 3 days at precisely the critical time. This is called breaking the continuity of the evidence. As a result, nothing that President Trump did during his entire first year in office, all the laws and executive orders and directives he signed, technically didn't cure. Now, either he did this to himself because he wanted to avoid out mistakes made during the first year of his presidency, or far more likely, the Dems saw their opportunity to win by technicality and are scheming to invalidate everything he has done and everything he will do this next year and after, just by sitting back and not telling him that his office never cured, you know, and meats cure and so forth and so on. These are very devious, very skillful, very evil men he is dealing with, and women. People who have been trained in the black arts and ecclesiastical law. He is truly contesting with evil in high places. So it is important that the good witches and white hats surround him and educate and warn him and protect him, just as I am doing writing this memo today. To counteract this, he has to retake his oath of office, redo the things he wants to stick, re-sign legislation, reissue executive orders, etc., and begin the whole timeline over again, being sure that his office cures and is not interrupted by any more chicanery for a year and a day. Thereafter, his work will stand and his term will run, and there won't be anything that anyone can say or do against it. And now you all know why Democrat Chuck Schumer appeared to shut down the government for 3 days for no reason. Very fascinating angle there. You know, this is the kind of stuff that really overwhelms a guy like me, a meat and potatoes, just regular, you know, crazy thing. Ken said, well, what's to stop them from doing it again next year? You know, this is tough stuff here we're dealing with. Okay. Now, there's so much here. Let's get into this. I've got time to cover a couple of these big ones. Ken, let's go to clip 10, but we got to get this one out here on the air. And I'm sure many of you have seen this, but this is about these U.S. Air Force and drills going on in the western part of the United States with the power grid and so forth. And so let's go ahead and roll 10 real quick.
All right. U.S. Air Force begins massive GPS blackouts in the western U.S. during largest drill ever, 127 yesterday. United States Air Force launching largest ever three-week premier set of air war drills called Red Flag starting Friday, going through February 16th. On January 26th, the drill known as Red Flag is kicked off at Nellis Base near Las Vegas. According to the drive, the air drill will be the largest of its kind in 42-year history. Prepares for possible conflict with Korea. Who's the enemy? Whoever we decide. Further, U.S. Air Force is to black out GPS over the sprawling Nevada test range. Drills that Nevada set will cause rolling blackouts from vast portions of the western United States from January 26th through February 18th. They'll include western states of California, Nevada, Oregon, Wyoming, Arizona, Colorado, Montana, New Mexico. So they're talking about airplane routes and things being diverted. Now, this has been done before. We've been paying attention to many of these drills, massive drill here plan, test of resiliency. This was back in 2013.
All right, go ahead and stop it, Ken. Look, I constantly cover these blurbs that I see, you know, Dabu 7 and a bunch of them are covering this because I like to just put it into people's, you know, their hard drive, your organic hard drive, just so you're like, okay, look at it. There's these crazy moons going on. Look, I personally, the way I look at everything going on, it's we're at a real crossroads here with where the creator is going to take our existence. Okay, look, I'm a dirtbag and I'm a fallen creature, and I know many of you feel the same way. But deep down, like as far as I can go, deep down in my spirit, I want this, the consciousness of you know, this group of however many people exist. You know, they tell us that there's billions. They tell us this. How do you know how many people exist on this planet, this plane, whatever you want to call it? I mean, the census, you're talking about population and how many people there are and so forth. I mean, the whole thing could be one big mind screw of disinformation. I really question all the facts and figures, polls, everything. I really am to the point in my life as I approach 50 to where I'm like, I question anything that these people tell me as, is it BS or is it Memorex or is it live? Remember that good commercial from probably 25 years ago? I mean, back when there were cassette tapes and so forth. I mean, it's crazy. Now, hey, Ken, go to clip 31. This is this lady, Mary Ellen. Now, she is the, I guess, Larry Nichols. And we all know who Larry Nichols is from the Clintons. And, she's his guy, kind of production assistant or technical person or whatever. I haven't seen this lady before. I don't know where Larry is as far as his health and so forth. But this is this lady, Mary Ellen, and this is on the Victoris Libertas YouTube channel, and they're an interesting couple, and they have Robert David Steele and others, and I got to get into David Seaman. He did a couple like hour interviews with Robert David Steele, and so I'm gonna set David Seaman out a little bit later on tonight, but let's listen to this lady. That's connected with Larry Nichols, allegedly, somehow. Let's listen to this clip 31. Go ahead.
We are in a coup, whether anybody wants to believe it or not. We are in a coup. It's the silent coup. A hot coup is when the military is taken over and overthrows the government. A silent coup is when they first take over the media. And when you realize what the MSN, mainstream media is doing, we are obviously in a coup by that definition, because they are all dictated on what they can say. You see a news report comes out and everybody says the very same thing. I mean, same inflection, it's a mirror image. Is anything being done about this? Yes. I have permission from Larry to say yes, there is an investigation that is going on. And so I was just thinking before we got together, when you think about all Larry has done over the last 30 years, despite all the demeaning, smearing campaigns that have been against him, everything that has been done to stop him and block every effort to fight corruption, I think it's really important to keep him in the fight, to keep him in this, being part of helping to save this country, because he's been trying to do that, trying for 30 years to tell people.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Ken. Look, a large swath of, right-leaning alternative media types are really still on the Trump bandwagon. And look, I believe me, a lot of people I know that I've talked to, they've already seen on the last paycheck a significant increase. Am I coming through, Ken? Okay, good. Okay, good, because I'm hearing goofy stuff on my end, and I'm on a VPN, and I'm still getting jacked with. Now, we'll see what happens on the next paycheck, where everybody February whatever paychecks happen. When they talk about the black unemployment numbers and the Latino and blah blah blah, I mean, it just seems. I get this kind of plastic feel, it took a year and then all of a sudden all kinds of black people are off the dole and they're all working now. I just don't know. I mean, I talked about this ripple effect with Trump, whether Trump was real or not. Go back into my archives right after the election and listen to some of those shows. And you'll see that I was like, look, whether this is real or not, this is a real shot in the arm for the Europeans. And you're seeing in some of the Eastern European countries, especially people that are very hostile to invader immigration being elected and so forth. And so, look, all these people are like, oh, Trump's just a Zionist. It's WWE and blah, blah, blah. He's a Jewish shill. And I was like, yeah, that's probably true on a few different levels. But at the same time, most of our people that we, all of us have to deal with on a daily basis, they're not that sophisticated to understand that. And they look at Trump as a resurgent European figure after 8 years of Barack Obama and the onslaught, what happened into all basically majority white countries. They see Trump as a pendulum shift. And unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of people out here in the so-called alternative media circles that want to just cut off that pendulum shift and not push it. Okay, they're not willing to, even though they don't have true faith at the down at the core level with it, they're still not sophisticated, tactical, and strategic enough to get behind that pendulum shift and use it in a tactical advantage kind of methodology. And that's why, and a lot of those people are too young, they haven't been through a lot of the gangster level things that a lot of us that are getting older have witnessed. And like, look, remember I said this, Trump basically, and I remember saying this after he was elected, I was like, look, this guy might actually have to save Western Europe from itself. And look, whether he's got a Chabad Lubavitch son-in-law and Ivanka and the Jewish grandchildren, like, and I got clips to play on that later. I'm not a sucker, and I'm not. I don't drink Kool-Aid anymore, but I'm willing to, let's just say, hold my nose at times and use things for tactical purposes and advantages, and realize that most people are simpletons anyway, and they don't get it. Now, let me get back into the Grammys for a second. Okay, so we got the guys dressed like terrorists with Kendrick Lamar, an Antifa Muslim kind of concoction in their uniforms. We got the Jay-Z versus Trump stuff that was just popping all over Drudge and elsewhere. So basically, they flooded and overdosed us all on rap and hip-hop and this Grammys, okay? And then they had country. So that's another polarization, all right? So this is basically a war with Trump, okay? They were actually had all these people, DJ Khaled and all these people, reading out of the Fire and Fury book, okay? This fake book by this homo with the herpes on his lip wrote this fake book about Trump. Okay, so then you had the men and women crap as well, this Me Too stuff. Okay, they had this little black girl come out talking about, we're not going to put up with it anymore. Basically, women and men need to work together against this harassment. Equal pay. This is like this Icelandic moment where they're talking about equal pay between men and women, where it's already in law that men and women, basically, as far as government and a lot of corporations, they get equal pay now, but they're still pushing this thing where women, especially European men, are sitting on this pedestal and blah, blah, blah. So fomenting this anti-white male or rhetoric even further. Okay, then Kid Rock, okay, he got to sing at the NHL All-Star Game. And so all the leftists were freaking out because of Kid Rock being relatively conservative, and he was going to run for Senate possibly, so forth and so on. But we'll touch on this when we get back, this further dividing NHL versus NFL, Kid Rock versus Jay-Z versus Trump, Ted Nugent. See you guys on the other side.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio and the Republic Broadcast Network. Okay, we've got a short segment here. We're after the top of the hour. We got a long segment. Now, Ken says, no movie or book I've ever seen or read as a plot this complicated or intense, not even close. And that's the point. This is real life. And no punk ass fiction writer could ever even think about how cold-blooded did God and the devil and the rest of them would make this thing. And that's why I love God, because God is just like this being that none of us can even fathom. He's that, I mean, he's just the intellect alone on top of the power and the glory and everything else is just it's unfathomable. None of us can even scratch the surface of the creator of the human body and the universe itself, but the complications just of the human body, but also the animal and plant kingdoms, down to the cellular and even past the cellular level. It's just absolutely insane, the complex nature of life. And so for all of us to sit here and and whine about our existence. It's rather pathetic, but I do it too because I'm a human and I get frustrated with my fellow creatures and I get frustrated with the people that give themselves over to evil and they make this a world that sucks rather than a world that could be glorious. And, you know, I've participated in the evil as well. I'm not some holy roller Bible thumper that doesn't have my own barnacles and warts and the rest of it. You know, those are the worst types because those are the ones you know are full of crap. All right. But back to the race civil war psyop, which I witnessed with the Grammys. So Kid Rock gets to sing at the NHL All-Star Game. Now, we know the NHL fans are white. Kid Rock and Ted Nugent are basically aligned now along kind of like the World Net Daily, Breitbart, Alex Jones level. They're the entertainers that have been moved into this sphere. And you look, I mean, a guy like Kid Rock, he starts off when he's young rapping. He's a Detroit kid, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, when I was younger, I was into Cypress Hill and the Beastie Boys and all that stuff. You know, but as I got older, I started really realizing how toxic and basically evil a lot of that crap is. And I just – I didn't like the whole gang, stupid violence mentality that was perpetuated in this rap hip-hop world. And so I jettisoned it a long time ago. And this is what happens when people get older. Unfortunately – if you're a person in the African American sector, some of them never get out of it. They're 50 years old and they're still into rap, and they're a convict and the rest of it. Second hour coming up. It's Incendiary Radio, RBN. See you guys in a minute. And I feed the fire, get us burning me alive.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.